Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, joins me, and we're very pleased to bring on Malcolm Hoenlein to explain a tragedy that cannot be explained. Except, we've read this before, we'll read it again. Bondi Beach gunman pledged allegiance to Islamic State. That's a quote from London, The Telegraph. The death toll on the shootings is now 16, including the shooter. There are names and identifications flowing right now, and I remind myself whenever I read these headlines, fog of war, the first three reports are wrong. Wait, wait, and wait. The investigations are underway. But Malcolm has information that's critical to understand the scale of the horror in Australia. Malcolm, it is not a good day, but we must do these details. There are 15 dead among the celebrants on Bondi Beach, the most popular beach in Australia. It's summertime there, I remind everybody. It's barbecue time, even though it's Christmas here in the North Temperate Zone. People were out enjoying the day, celebrating Hanukkah. And then, what do we know so far, Malcolm, about the casualties, not only the KI, the dead, but those who are severely wounded? And what do we know now about aid flowing to them? Are they getting, is there adequate care in Sydney for what the crisis is right now? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So this is a really tragic, horrific event. It's a global event because it is part of the pattern that we've been discussing and warning about for countless years. This didn't just happen in a vacuum. We know that immediately after October 7th, the next day, before anything had yet taken place, Israel not retaliated. There were still people bleeding along the border. In Australia, they had a march of hundreds of thousands across from the Sydney Opera, across the bridge.
October 8th, 2023.
And that was the opening declaration, and the government didn't react. They were warned consistently and constantly about it. There have been a series of events. We have discussed over the years the attacks on the synagogue, arson against synagogues in Melbourne, in Sydney, and other places, attacks against kosher facilities, attacks against individual Jews. This has been mounting for a long time. And the response was that they recognized a Palestinian state. And Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke out and warned him then, warned the Prime Minister that this is an invitation for them to exacerbate the situation and continue. We knew that they were active, that Islamist forces were active there, including Iran. And Iranian diplomats, I reported here last year, were expelled from Australia because of their activities and in inciting the public. So we have the general instigation that is taking place on the internet, inspiring, inciting, giving people access, direct and indirect. We know that unfettered immigration brought in huge numbers of people that were unvetted into Australia. The pattern has been going on for years. When we hear people saying globalize the intifada and we object to it, including the incoming mayor of New York, and refuses to denounce it This is globalizing the Intifada. That's what we are witnessing. And at that march on October 8th, they yelled, "Death to the Jews, gas the Jews." And one should know that those words aren't just thrown out. This is a deliberate effort. It doesn't grow in a vacuum. This long list of attacks that have taken place, no attempt to find who funded it. We know that appeasement only radicalizes population. We know from history, and we are seeing that in Australia. People, I have very close friends. I know some of the people who were at the event. I met the rabbi who was killed there, and one of the people who was injured. And thank God he will be all right. But if the scope of this, John, is what is really important, that this is not an isolated event, that the question now that's being investigated is the degree to which Iran was directly involved or indirectly involved. I know a U.S. official said that the Islamic Republic, if they ordered the attack, then U.S. would recognize Israel's right to respond. Israel doesn't want to respond. Israel wants the people to hold them to account, and they should be held to account first and foremost by Australia and by the allies of Australia. We know that the son of Iran's former ambassador to Australia, Mohammed Abinaya, posted an anti-Semitic message just hours before the attack, and he labeled the Hanukkah celebrations as a platform for, quote, satanic rituals of Masonic circles, and called for, quote, defense. That was just a short time on the day of the attack. Does that raise questions and raise red flags? I certainly hope so. But to know that the impact of this and all of the preceding events, which we reported here, were not taken seriously enough. The government created a task force and did other things, but it's all lip service when he conducts the foreign policy and the policies and the tolerance for these extremists.
Thaddeus, you have a comment and a question for Malcolm.
Well, Malcolm, this is not the only instance we're seeing of Iranian bad behavior. In fact, we're also seeing them colluding with a country we were told might be heading in a better direction, namely Syria. What can you tell us about that?
So let's look at the Iranian situation, because, again, we've seen documents revealing that under Iran's direction, Hamas operates a network of exiled Gazan currency exchangers in central Turkey, exploiting the financial system there to help fund terror. So when people ask, how does money get transferred to various places, we see that these Hamas agents in Turkey are channeling funds for terrorist activities. And we know that also the Iranian currency itself reached, John, 1.250000, meaning 1,250,000 reals to the dollar. Do you remember when we started checking it in 2018, it was 50,000 to the dollar. And it tells you where the economy is. And they are blaming government's liberalization policies, a term really out of place in this, and the open rate market, where ordinary Iranians buy foreign currency, is using only state regulated currency exchanges. So we've seen that Iran resumed a large scale production of ballistic missiles about 6 months after its 12-day war with Israel. We know that many people, the United States and Israel, are raising concerns about this. Western diplomats have raised concern in recent weeks that they're trying to accelerate, and they're using older manufacturing methods. But they're saying that they're going to be able to launch 500 to 1,000 missiles at one time. We saw how much Israel's systems were overwhelmed in the last war. This, they're now talking about a multiple of it and to be fired at one time. And they hosted a multinational exercise with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in East Azerbaijan, which is a province of Iran. And they said that it was counterterrorism. But in fact, we know that it's meant to be a warning sign to the West, to Israel, to the United States, to others. And, you know, they were so embarrassed because the claim that they made during the war that they shot down two American-made F-35s operated by Israel, now they had to admit that it was a lie, and that somehow there was a miscommunication about it. I'm citing these things because we're seeing also that Iran has introduced the Hadid 110, which is a jet-powered suicide drone built to arrive faster and harder to spot than the older ones. So they are moving ahead on all fronts, despite their economic conditions and despite the pressures from the West, because we are not acting in coordinated and concise ways to act against them. And their lone Jewish lawmaker, there's a set-aside seat in the Iranian parliament for a Jew, came out and told Jewish Iranians that intelligence officials summoned him and warned him that any interactions by members of the community on Israeli-linked accounts or sources of information, or if they have relatives in Iran, in Israel, any contact of that kind would be subject to prosecution. So what we're seeing on all fronts is that they're building up their ballistic missiles. They are violating all of the understandings that were supposedly reached. And even the International Crisis Group, not always an objective source, said that they were told that their missile factories are operating around the clock and they'll be able to fire. And then, of course, we see their activities in Syria.
Let's go to Syria, Malcolm. Hold on. We'll go to Syria when we come back. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents. That is McCarter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.